Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Thomas. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bud Thomas. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Croner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Werber reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hill. Croner reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hill. Salters reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball four. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters misplays the ball. That's an error on Peters. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Moses reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale juggles the ball. That's an error on Hale. Moses moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Finney scores. Werber moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Croner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Croner moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Croner trying to get to home. Moses throws the ball into Brucker, who tags Croner, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Salters strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Conroy pinch hits for Bud Thomas. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newsom moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newsom scores. There goes Conroy trying to get to third. Campbell throws the ball into Hale, who tags Conroy for the out. It's 4-2, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Herman Fink now pitching. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry is hit by the pitch. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Croner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. Croner moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Croner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Salters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peters. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Croner applying the tag. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newsom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fink fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Herman Fink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fink strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky catches it and steps on first to double up Moses. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Croner takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Averill reaches second base with a double. Croner moves to third. Lynn Nelson now pitching. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Campbell steals second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards the mound. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Werber strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Croner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Larry takes first base on ball 4. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Croner moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Soltis hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Brucker hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.